What did you get for Christmas? Anything you liked?
Oh, many things I liked.
What did you like?
I enjoyed...
Tell me all
the, I
about
loved
it.
The marzipan.
Now,
I was
that's
thrilled,
a stocking gift.
Thrilled to have a card from both Kim Beaver and Big Fatty.
Okay. Those were good.
Yeah, and the Kim Beaver card even had nudity on it.
It did have nudity.
It was more vulgar than Big Fatty. Who would have thought?
I was paranoid that our visiting family members were going to, not mine, your, were going to have a heart attack. Yeah. I don't know if she saw it or not with the nudity, but it was hung up there on our wall of cards. So it was there, naked bottoms.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was more vulgar than Big Fatty. Who would have thought?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1818 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and we're gonna open some cash. Yes, we're gonna. Hello, naked bottoms, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are naked bottoms, Big Fatty. We know, but you have to wait and tell us during the gentleman caller report. Yes, we will wait on that. Oh yes, squeaky gentleman caller, we know you're ready to get on it. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, but anyway, y'all, just thought I'd let you know that it was a good day in the coal mine. Y'all, it rained. It rained, rain, rain, and the rain came down. Y'all, it was dank and cold, and yeah, I think the rain made it feel a lot colder than it really was. But anyway, it was just dank. It was dank, Big Fatty. It was dank. Now we got the fog rolling in, and so it's going to be one of those nights, and I think we're not going to have a whole lot of sunshine for the next two days, according to the Weather Rat. And so, y'all, we'll just have to wait and see. y'all, that is some of that lemon chicken soup that I made. But y'all, squeaky gentleman caller is ready to get to work here. So y'all, let's finish the weekend report. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I tell you, it was a busy weekend. I didn't think it was that busy, but I guess it was. It seems like I stopped telling yesterday about that Stick It With a Poke little show, and so we'll just pick it up from there, y'all. Granny and several of us, we were going out to the Connections, which is, of course, the former... And so y'all, we went out there. Granny says, "Oh, I'll be there about 9:15 p.m. in the evening." And so I said, "Well, okay." And so y'all, I wasn't in any hurry. I just I piddled around, and I got there a little bit between 9 and 9:15. Well, y'all, Granny was already there and already had completed half of his first cocktail. And y'all, there was some other folks that were there, and that we hadn't seen in a long time. So it was a nice evening to just catch up with different ones that we hadn't seen. And y'all, I want to send out a shout out to Durwood. Durwood was not with us because Durwood was, y'all, he was under the weather. Big Fatty, that's what you did. He have what you had? I don't know. But Durwood, I hope you're feeling better, because you know Durwood. It's supposed to be coming over to the Horror Hotel this weekend. Get better, Durwood. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we were standing there talking and everything and just cutting the fool and having a good time. And y'all, Granny went to buy everybody a shot. And I said, no, I cannot have a shot. So I gave my shot to the shop girl that was going around, and Granny gave me the evil eye, y'all, the evil eye. And I said, I just cannot drink all those shots and everything. It's just, y'all, it's just too much. And I said, this is my last drink. I'm not going to do anymore. Oh, no, you cannot leave before 11:30 p.m. in the evening. We have an agreement. It's just not going to happen. No, you are not going to do that. And so, you know, I let him, you know, that's how old people are. They get on their soapbox, and y'all, and this was probably about, I don't know, about quarter till 11, maybe 10:30, quarter till 11. And, y'all, then, next thing I see, Granny's closing out his tab, and he's ordered another cocktail, and he says, why did I order another cocktail? I don't want another cocktail. And I said, well, but because you're old. And, y'all, sure enough, he says, I got to go. I just got to go. I got to work tomorrow, and I got to go. And y'all, I looked at my, and y'all, it was 10 minutes before 11. So, you know, I have to stay till 11:30 p.m. in the evening, but, you know, Granny, I got to go now. So y'all, Granny left. And so I said, well, you know, no reason for me to hang around much longer. And so, y'all, after I finished my cocktail, y'all, I left, and I sent a testimonium to my old most gentleman caller. Yes, Big Fatty!
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yeah, yeah, baby. Squeaky gentleman caller's excited. He is. Okay, calm down. Y'all, and my old most gentleman caller, regular gentleman caller, he says, on my way, Big Freddy. And y'all, then he kept sending me these testimoniums. Okay, I'm here. I hope you're looking forward to this as much as I am. And, you know, y'all, finally, because I have a limited number of the testimoniums every month, I just called him and I said, would you just hurry up and get over here and quit texting me? He goes, I'm pulling into the parking lot, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, he came up, and I'm going to tell you something. We just took it to a new level. On Saturday night, y'all. It was really good. After he left, I sent him a testimonium. Big Fatty, I thought you didn't get enough testimoniums. I just wanted to say thank you. That was really good. And he wrote me back and said, I really needed that. And so, needless to say, Big Fatty slept well on Saturday night. And y'all, then I got up Sunday morning, and y'all, I had a second gentleman caller. The young 30-something that is all about Big Fatty. He goes, hey, Big Fatty, I've missed you. And I said, well, I'm right here. What's going on? He goes, well, can you come over? I said, well, sure. He says, I've been sick. And I said, well, so has Big Fatty. And so y'all went over, and it was squeaky gentleman caller. How was it? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, it was very squeaky. Okay, all right. But, y'all, it was just lovely. So, y'all, I had a twofer. This weekend, and then Monday morning, y'all, the guy who had become my most regular gentleman caller that I hadn't seen in forever, y'all, on the grin doctor, hi, hey, Big Fatty, I hope to get by to see you sometime soon. So, y'all, it's just, you know, I've said it once, and I'll say it again, it's either feast or famine. And, y'all, apparently it is a feast, and that's good news for you, squeaky gentleman caller. Yes, Big Fatty, okay, all right, over here, all right. Anyway, so... Let's see. Y'all, after I had gentleman caller number two for the weekend, that was on Sunday. I guess it was midday. Y'all, I went over to the Lowells. Have you been to the Lowells lately? Y'all, this was my first visit to the Lowells since I had become a homeowner. And so, y'all, I just wanted to walk through and just, you know, you look at a place. I've been to the Lowells and the Home Depot before, but, y'all, you just look at it from a different point of view when you're a homeowner. And so, y'all, I was just walking through and just looking at the different things they had and everything. And, y'all, one of the things that I've been needing is packing boxes. And I have asked several people if they know places to get a reasonably priced packing boxes and all, because, y'all, those things are expensive. And I want to get some permanent storage tubs also. And, y'all, the Lowells had the larger storage tubs on sale, two for $10. And, y'all, they're bright lime green. So I know they're just trying to get rid of the damn things. But, y'all, I picked up four of them, and y'all, I'm going to put all my crema decorations and everything in those. So, you know, that makes sense that the bright lime green would be crema. And, y'all, I'll put them out there in my storage shed once I move into the new fat cave and all. So that was just lovely. But, y'all, then on Sunday night, y'all, I was watching that that Golden Globes, the AU orbs, as I like to call them, y'all, you know that Patrick Powers and that Jamaica. Y'all, they were live tweeting, and y'all, it's just a hoot. It's just a hoot to see what they say during the live tweets, and y'all. But it was just lovely, Big Vinny. It sounds like you just had a lovely, lovely weekend. I did. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I did get some of those crema guides addressed last night, but y'all, I'm going to finish them up on Monday night while I'm watching the sports ball championship. Y'all, you know Brian out there in Denver? Yesterday was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, I've got a crema guide here from him, and Brian, we're just going to open it up right now. Big Betty, this is lovely. And, Big Betty, look, it's three big balls. It's true. Big Fatty loves the big balls. Big Fatty, you got big balls, but there's three of them here. Oh, well, that's different. And it says joy. It just says joy, and it says Big Fatty Poodle, Squeaky Kitty, Big Fatty, and Squeaky Gentleman Caller, wishing you peace and joy throughout the year. With lots of love, Brian and David in Denver. Well, that's lovely, guys. Thank you so much, David. It's lovely to know you're back in the fold. I hope you're listening and enjoying the train wrecks. Big Fatty, some things never change. Y'all, our next can is from that Bay City, Michigan. It's to Big Fatty and family. Big Fatty, I hope that's including me. I'm sure it is. And y'all, it's just opened up. There's a cardinal. There are three little cardinals on the front. It says season's greetings. And it says warmest greetings of the season. Much love. David, that blue jeans guy. And Mr. Green Jeans, don't say his name publicly. Big Betty, you just said Mr. Green Jeans. Okay, I take it back. It says, Dear Big Fatty, thank you for bringing 20 minutes of light and laughs into my life five times a week. Your show is required beginning to my day. I'm introducing your show to my partner, Mr. Green Jeans, so he can get to know you better. Before we meet in Vegas, Big Fatty, that poor man, I figure pull the Band-Aid off slowly in this case. Seriously, thank you for being you. Being who you are in our community. Poodle, Big Fatty, it's for me. It is. Poodle, here's hoping you get some great cake during Crema. Squeaky kitty, Big Fatty, squeaky kitty. Squeak, 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 Big Fatty. And that translates to Merry Crema and Happy New Year. David, that is just lovely. And y'all, it says this purposefully ruined the printing. I don't know what that means. Anyway, so David and Mr. Greenji, Big Fatty, you're not supposed to say his name. Okay, Mr. X, we're just lovely. Thank you so much for the card. Y'all, our next card is from that Moose P. Y'all, Big Fatty, didn't he send one already? I think so, but this is in a blue envelope. Oh, Big Fatty, look. It's a glitter card with a... Oh, look at that. It's a glitter card with a... With a kitty cat and a top hat on it, and it says, just wanted to formally wish you a furry happy new year. Lift a glass to the new year, Moose. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Take the card with the kitty cat and the glitter and the New Year's card from Moose P. Squeaky Kitty, and I want to go over here and look at it in the corner. Okay, y'all go over there in the corner and look at it. It's just lovely. And Squeaky Kitty's jealous. Okay, well, y'all go over there and figure it out. Big Fatty, you're just not right. You're not right. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I got an e-letter that talked about the best gay cities of 2014, and y'all, there's all kinds of different the classifications. Best gayborhood, y'all, that's out there in the Castro. You know, that's where that Kathy Marshall and the boys from the How to Do Pancakes live. The Castro, best honeymoon hotspot, Hawaiian, playing the field, San Francisco, layover city, New York. Big Fatty says so they can get salsa. I think so. Fun in the Sun, Puerto Vallarta, sultriest city, Barcelona. I think that Brian in Boston likes to go there. Best shopping district, Bond Street in London. Marriage Mecca, San Francisco. Hidden gem, y'all, that's the Savannah down in Georgia, about 2 hours south of Charleston. Artifacts, best cultural experience, artifacts in Athens. Foodie paradise, Paris. Great prides without marriage rights, Tel Aviv. But y'all, the one that caught my eye was the city of the year. And y'all, it's up there in that northern Mexico. It's the home of the turnip head and the urban gatillo. It is the Toronto, northern Mexico, Canada. Big Fatty. And now we can get a direct flight up to it. It'll just be lovely. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I just thought I'd give you an update here. I've only got four Crema cards left, so I'm gonna hold off on taking the picture of the ones for today and include those in with the four that I still gotta open. Maybe we'll get them open tomorrow. That'd be lovely, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, and at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. You heard the kids from the best gayborhood, y'all. That's the How Do You Do Pancakes. JR and Calvin and y'all. They were talking about Crema cards from Miss Beaver and from Burger and Calvin. What's your favorite part of living in the Castro?
It was more vulgar than Big Fatty. Who would have thought?
Oh, I can't imagine anything more vulgar except maybe Miss Beaver's Crema card.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.